Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. We have three people on the lines, and we have 9 minutes. So if you can, make it very direct. Look forward to hearing from you, and we don't need the funeral oration of Pericles here. We're going to start with Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, a Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday, Matt. I listened to Katie Porter last night, a representative from California, and she's talking about passing both bills today. I want this to be said. I have union friends, believe it or not, in the trades, also in the operating engineers. They are all looking forward to this infrastructure, hard infrastructure. It's good jobs for them. Unions right. pay pensions besides Social Security. And I tell you what, people seem to be forgetting these people have families too. I don't get Manchin and Sinema. I don't get those two, but they're not going to move. So get this bill and move on. Get a win. And I'm not against the soft package, for God's sake. They need that too. But you're harming a lot of good union people, and that gets me worked up. So at any rate, have a happy Friday. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I'm with you 100%. You know, the Republican Party has done everything to kill unions, right? I mean, they put through Right to Work. They put through Act 10. Unions right now are being pushed back. And there are fewer people in unions, and people are not getting union wages. This is a chance to hire unions and union wage, level wage, all over the country to rebuild our roads, airports, bridges. And I want union labor. I don't want non-union labor. I don't know what kind of labor that is, quite frankly. And this is going to put a lot of money in a lot of people's pocket. Do it. Quit screwing around, because if Kevin McCarthy gets in there, there won't be any union wages. There really will not be, and there won't be a lot of work either. Paul, thanks for calling. Next up, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, Mark?
Yeah, as a cancer fighter right now and survivor, the whole wig thing that really gets me is that, opposing people wearing masks, a mask requirement at a store like that. I mean, that. And this has happened in Arizona. I mean, that isn't Arizona one of those right to carry states, right to defend yourself states? What happens if somebody, this nutball is doing something like that, and he's, gets in somebody's face, and they say, I felt threatened, and they drop the guy. I mean, not that I'm advocating that happens, but I mean that, and then that guy becomes a martyr to their cause. I mean, their anti-mask cause. I mean, it's disgusting to me that these nutballs can get away with this. I mean, like this Carrie Lake that's running for the Secretary of State down there, another talking head, empty-headed fluffball of a woman that, and there's a lot of smart women out there, and maybe I shouldn't say, sorry for my feminist friends that I said that, but I mean that these women that are basically a talking head, they're a mouthpiece for this right-wing propaganda because that's got them through their entire lives. And they look attractive, but maybe their brains are well trained, but they're well trained in promoting fascism now. I mean, and it's just pure and simple fascism and they're happily doing it. I mean, that's what happened in Nazi Germany. I mean, they had all their, they touted up their attractive people to tout the Nazi line, and people fell in line and fell in love with that, and it led them down that path.
Yeah, so Mark, you hit a lot of good stuff. You're absolutely right. And actually, this gal's running for governor, not Secretary of State. She's running against the Democratic Secretary of State, who is now going to be our governor nominee. So these two people are running against each other. There's no comparison here. And you seized on one thing, and you as a cancer survivor, and I do know other cancer survivors, for the love of Pete, if you have a store that sells wigs for cancer survivors, we're not talking about fancy wigs. We're not talking about wigs. And you go and you pick at them and scare the hell out of them because they want cancer survivors and others to wear masks. You know what happens to a cancer survivor if they get COVID? This is unbelievable. Okay, we're going to try to hurry it up. We got two more. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, a Pizza Box?
Hey, we got to have more progressives. Why do we have to have a progressive side of the party? one word, Manchin. Manchin. And I got to tell you, at the end of this, sure, I want them both signed too, right? Fight for as much as you can get, then sign it. But remember this, without the progressives, which gained seats in 2020, where our moderates lost seats, right? We lost seats overall, but we gained in them as far as progressives. You wouldn't even have nearly as much is going to be in these two bills. Am I correct? We know that.
Yeah, but why aren't they voting for the hard infrastructure? Just vote for it, Pizza Box. By the way, everybody out there, listen to Pizza Box Mike, because he has his own show at noon on Saturdays. You got to listen to it. And he's my guest host when I can't make it for a day. And you're going to hear some good progressive talk. It's a very thoughtful progressive talk. Pizza Box, I really appreciate it, and I'm going to listen to you tomorrow at noon. Thank you for calling in. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
I just wanted to call to respond to one of your callers, and he's not insulting women one bit. They're the ones that give bad names to women. They're the ones that keep women underfoot. They're the ones that make women laughing stocks. So he said the right thing. I mean, those are the kind of women that hurt women for their entire lives. Is just those sickos that follow the Republican Party that demean women and don't want women in any, you know, important, unless they can use them. If you ever notice, a lot of those Republican women are just stepping stones for the men, and they kowtow to everything they say, and they don't do anything worthwhile to help our country. So thank you, and you have a good weekend, Matt. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jean, as always. I love it when you call in. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. You know, we have people like Nancy Pelosi, and the Republicans have people like Liz Cheney. You know, I mean, these people are national leaders. We have Hillary Clinton. But here we're talking about on the right wing, Carrie Lake was the anchor for the Fox affiliate down there. And she looks perfect. She really does, you know, and she was probably very good reading the news. She's just reading lines that have been fed to her by donors. Kim Reynolds of Iowa, the same thing. She could be an anchor too. I don't know if she ever was or not, but she's reciting lines from donors. And Kristi Noem up in South Dakota, again, very attractive woman, but reciting lines from donors. And Rebecca Clayfish was a weekend anchor and a reporter at a station in Milwaukee. Perfect on television, reciting, always reciting. Whenever they have to go off script, off of right-wing script, it's not so good. And the one down in Kerry Lake, down in Arizona, goes, oh, I have an opponent. She should be in jail. Lock her up. Well, you know, you say stuff like, remember, Gabby Giffords got shot down there. If you shoot your mouth off about things that have the essence of violence, throwing somebody in jail, like Lukashenko and Putin threw that activist in jail who was flying from Athens to Latvia and they hijacked the plane. At some point, it's not just that Republican businessmen will do anything, but there's going to be an 18-year-old kid, you know, 20-year-old kid who has fantasies, sort of like a Kyle Rittenhouse down in Kenosha. This is a 17-year-old who shows up with a semi-automatic strapped and looking for trouble. You do not want that. Okay, everybody, great show, great call-ins. Thank you very much. We're going to the end of the show. Stand by for a great program. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. You have Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. They are going to correct everything I said, which is excellent. Then you have Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram. Great evening program, weekend program with Pizza Box Mike. Got to listen to Pizza Box Mike. So have a great weekend. And I'll tell you what, Matt Flynn Direct will be back next week. Meantime, we're signing off for today.